evening and welcome.
Good evening, Sagaralao.
It's good to see you again. I'm not sure when was the last time I spoke to you. Many, many months ago. Do I have to introduce myself? You still do not know me. That's the same question Jesus asked his apostles. After 3 years, you still do not know me. Very briefly, yeah? I'm Father Roy, Spiritual Director of the Malaysian Singapore Catholic Community of Australia. I'm a supply priest. You know what is a supply priest? Like a locum. I supply to priests who goes on holidays, who are not doing too well, who are sick, and so forth. So the Archbishop called me and said, Father Roy, go to Subiaco and help the priest. I said, yes, Bishop. So far, I have traveled to 38 parishes in the Perth Diocese, helping the priests, giving talks, seminars, and retreats. So when Michael called me, yes, Michael, and asked me whether I wanted to talk, I asked him what's the topic. And he said, about saints. Is that so? To make all of you saints. Wow. Interesting topic. So how many minutes are you giving me? How many minutes? 45 minutes. I will sing, I will dance. 45 minutes. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the music ministry for putting us into the spirit. Yeah? Thank you, music ministry. You're doing very well. Give them a round of applause. Amazing. I'm glad that you are singing, because 50% of your problem is solved by singing. So the other 50% you have to solve yourself. So you still don't know how to solve your problem, keep singing, praising God. Yeah? The good Lord works through praise and worship. That is what you are doing. Sometimes you don't have answers to your problem, you sing. Even though your parents think you're a bit crazy, it's alright, you sing. Your brothers and sisters at home think you're a bit crazy, it's alright, you sing. You don't have a good voice, it doesn't matter. God understands what you sing and you sing. Until God says, shut up. But you keep singing. Praise the Lord all the time. Praise the Lord. He works in mysterious ways. So I'm supposed to talk to you about saints. Where do I start? Breathe. Let's do this. One of the greatest gifts that you have in life is breathing. Alright? Do you know why the Chinese are very good at breathing? Because everything is resolved by breathing. If you get your breathing right, everything works out very well. But we good Catholics have something much more stronger than breathing, because we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? All those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, raise your hand. Amazing. All those who have the gifts of the tongue, raise your hand. All of you have the gift of healing, raise your hand. All of you have the gift of discernment, raise your hand. You know what is discernment? Who's the one who raised their hand? You, come here.
Hello, teman-teman. Discernment is in English, tapi dalam bahasa Indonesia-nya membeda-bedakan roh. Gift discernment is very important and very useful when you have to make a decision. Decision that's very important for your life. It could be life changing. It could be majorly things of life, or even someone else that's needed to you. Usually, it's between two things: that one is good, or both of that looks good, but one is the one that God wants us to choose. So that gift is a gift.
Thank you. Both looks good. I like the way she puts it. Everything seems to be good. Your life is good. And each and every one of you have a purpose in life, which is good. Now, how do you know it's good enough? That's the question of discernment. How many of you have the gift of exorcism? To cast out the devil? To fight with the devil? Thank God you don't have the gift. Why are you looking next time? What do you have? You have the gift of exorcism? I must talk to you later. Very powerful gift. Involves a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting, a lot of discernment. And you cannot be distracted. You are a priest, will be a priest. Not now. Alright. Breathe. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Alright. Breathe. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And then remember this phrase. Close your eyes, it's alright. Remember this phrase the rest of your life. Everything that breathes, praise the good Lord. Yeah? Everything that breathes, praise the good Lord. Let the Holy Spirit breathe in you. Let the Holy Spirit breathe in you. He's breathing. He's breathing you life. He's asking you what else do you want in life. What you want from God. He's asking you. It's alright. Breathe. And then you tell God what you want. What you want from this session. What you want from this group. What you want in life. His meaning. His purpose. The gifts. Everything is happening in you right now. He's breathing. He's breathing in you. The Holy Spirit is helping you. You need to trust the Holy Spirit. Still close your eyes. This is Jesus walking into the temple. When he came into Nazareth, he was being brought up to the synagogue of the Sabbath. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unscrolled the scroll and found the place where it's written. This is where it applies to all of you. Breathe. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. And he has sent me to proclaim and to release the captive. To recovery of sight to the blind. And to let the oppressed go free. To proclaim the year of the Lord. Alright. Open your eyes. What I'm asking you to do is very easy, very simple. Which all of you practice. The problem with we Catholics, we don't realize the power that is within us. And we take God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Mother Mary, angels and saints for granted. And I hope and pray for each and every one of you this evening that deep down somewhere, deep down the Holy Spirit is inviting you to be saved today. You do not have to be extraordinary. God takes each and every one of you and do something extraordinary, something great that is beyond yourself. But the question you always have to ask yourself is, do I trust God enough? Even Jesus was given the assurance by the Father during the baptism This is my beloved son. My spirit rests on him. And even the Father, God the Father, took Jesus into the desert for temptation. The trials of temptation. Even the Father, God the Father, tested Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. It's after the temptation, the Holy Spirit brought Jesus back to the community. In the temptation is between Jesus and the devil, even God. And the Holy Spirit took one step back. Let these two discuss. Why? It's about power. It's about healing. It's restoring God's kingdom on earth. So even God tested his own son. So each and every one of you are tested. Not because God doesn't love you. It's because he needs to find out from you whether you are trustworthy. Because you have a choice, my friends. In life, where you are right now, you have a choice whether you want to be a good Catholic or not. It's simple as that. When you bring, you must understand when you bring the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, as good Catholics, I always love to ask this. How many gifts do you have? How many fruits and how many gifts? Okay, give me the how many fruits because all you have. Give me a number. Fruits. Fruits 9. How many gifts? 7. Total? Do max. Now you do max. 16 plus 1, common sense. So you have 17 gifts within you. Here and here. Now, with your 17 gifts of the Holy Spirit, how is that you are still not a good, very good disciples of Jesus? That's my question for you. Why is that you pick and choose what you want? To come or not to come? Why is that you have to make a choice whether to help or not to help? When you are demanded as disciples of Jesus to do God's work without questioning, without being asked. There is a role at the sacrament of baptism that was given to you as a gift. At the sacrament of baptism. Then at the sacrament of Holy Communion, Jesus said, all right, I'll come into your heart and sustain you in your faith journey. And then on top of that, God said, all right, give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All the 16 gifts, give them, so that they become good Catholics. My question for you is, are you a good Catholic? See? Last night, Pentecostal, in Jundalam, I asked a group of young people who are Christians. And when I asked them that question, now, are you good Christians? They did not hesitate to answer, yes. We're Catholics. Then I asked, are you a good Catholic? Well, they're not sure whether am I good, no, not sure, am I a saint, not sure. What's wrong with Catholics? So, let me ask you again. Are you a good Catholic?
I am.
Yes. Five amen. The rest you're not sure. How are you going to become a saint if you're not sure of yourself? So let me ask you again. Are you a good Catholic?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go home. That's just the beginning. My introduction. Now let me come to the body. By the way, you can stop me and ask me questions, yeah? I will answer your questions with regards to what you are going to be from now and later on. Have you been to Adele's concert? Raise your hand. How many of you have been? Only one of you? The rest of you? Only one of you? 65,000 people, including me. Only two of us. So I can talk to her. How many of you have been to Dan and Rose's concert? Sweet Child of Mine? Yes. So there's only two of us. 45 to 50,000. The rest of you, where do you go? Church. Church, you are a saint. Let me talk to Pope Francis about you. The rest of us went for concert, you went to church. Tell me what Daniel's concert. How great it is. Then I'll tell you something. It's amazing. Why is it amazing? Why is there the 65,000 screaming fans at Daniel's concert? You can sing very well. What's so special about Adele and Jesus? What's so special about Adele and your gathering here? What is missing? What is missing? Guns and Roses concert. What is missing?
God's presence.
God's presence. For 65,000, 45,000, how many of you here? Guns N' Roses concert. What's so special about that concert? Musicians. This is a musician. Are you a musician? Are you a musician? In any ministry of life, music draws people. One. Youth group. One of the best youth group that you see today is at St. Joseph's Together. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. we have 400 to 500 youths. Why? Because of the music. Music draws young people in. Just like your musician here draws all of you in. So include your music. The second one is their charisma. Adele has a lovely charisma. She dressed beautifully. And her voice is amazing. But I am trying to tell you, whenever you go for these concerts, your mind should work out and say, why is there 65,000 young people can gather in one concert while you are difficulty bringing young people back to the church? So what is wrong? The priest. Let's blame the priest. Blame me, please. The priest is very boring. You go to the Pentecostal, it's praise and worship. Yeah? Happy clappers. They clap, they get very tired. And then you go back to the Catholic Church. What is missing in the Pentecostal is the Eucharist. The liturgy of the word is very good. Emptiness is the Eucharist. So they come back to the Catholic Church. Receive the Eucharist and go back to the Pentecostal and praise and worship on Friday. Victory Life in Austin Park. Packed. With 3,000 youths on Friday. Praise and worship. And most of my youths are there as well. Praise and worship. Because I take attendance. My youths. People. Now I give you the content. You need to get this one right. Because we are young people. And young people as you are, you are given that privilege, the power, and empowerment that is within you to do something for yourself and for your peers. Young people attract young people. So you are the catalyst. Somewhere down the line, this evening, the Holy Spirit is going to work in and through you to be a catalyst to bring and draw people into praise and worship. It is a very difficult task if you think for yourself. But you just breathe in the Holy Spirit, yeah? Now the Holy Spirit is going to help you if you work with the Holy Spirit. If you do not want to work with the Holy Spirit is dormant, sitting inside and doesn't know what to do because you are not asking the Holy Spirit to help you. That is where the problem of Catholic youths are. You are not asking the Holy Spirit to help you. Because goodness attracts goodness, yeah? If you are lovely people, if you are lovely as you are, you attract people. Not because you are singing or saying, it's because it's by your action. Because the Holy Spirit has come upon you, to rest upon you. Then the Holy Spirit said now, go forth and evangelize. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then the same Holy Spirit that draw Jesus from the baptism right through his ministry is the same Jesus at Pentecost, and is the same Holy Spirit that is within you. So you have so much of power within you. Why are you not using your power? I'm not asking you to become superheroes today. Don't fly from tall buildings. You should die. That's not for your funeral. That's not it. I'm asking you to have that spiritual power that is within you that can draw a lot of things. Even Jesus said, when I go back to my Father, He will send you the Holy Spirit and He will teach you everything and you can do greater things than me. Jesus is telling you, with the Holy Spirit that you have, you can do greater things. Why are you not doing greater things as good habits? Question. Because you are charismatic people. I've just sat there and observed you. And lovely to see you praising God. Lovely. Beautiful to hear you praising God. Beautiful. After this, what happens? Where is the follow-up? After this gathering that you have, do you do this every Friday? Do you do this every Sunday? Or once a month? How often do you do this? Twice a month. Fortnightly. What's happening to you every fortnightly after this prayer and worship? Every week you have something as well. Cell group. Yeah? What happens after your cell group meetings? What happens tonight, after tonight? Back to normal? Or you do something great? So what is the Holy Spirit doing within you? So you start with your own family first, with your parents, your brothers and sisters. Then you start with your schoolmates, school or uni or whatever it is. And then you start with yourself and everything else. You start into this group as well. What is happening to you, my friends? So you want to be a saint? Do you want to be a saint? You see, Captain Roy. When you go to Guns N' Roses concert, you cannot be. You'll be jumping up and down. The person in front of me, the side of me, is jumping up and down. I'm observing them. The same spirit that makes them jump up and down. Why is that you're not jumping in the Catholic Church? Go to the concert and do this. What's wrong with Catholics? So, do you want to be a saint? Now, let me ask you about being saved. Right? This is a topic now. Do you know what is a saint? Tell me, and then I will add on. If not, I will start from the beginning. What is a saint? As good Catholics, tell me.
Holy people.
You can come here and tell me, or you can stand there and tell me. What is a saint? Holy people. What's the real difference between a saint and you?
They're good holy people.
What's the difference between a saint and you? Saint? You're still alive. The saints are dead.
That's right.
Very good. What is the criteria to be a saint? Do you have to be a? What's the first thing you need to be? You have to be a saint. What's the criteria to be a saint? There's one of the criteria. What is the first one? First, you have to be a Catholic. So, all of you here are Catholics? Yes? Most of you are Catholic, raise your hand. If you're not a Catholic, I'm sorry, you might be a saint. You have to ask Father Raymond to baptize you in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Baptism is first. What is the second one? You have it, but you just don't know how to say it out loud. What is the second one? First, you are a Catholic. What is the second one? This is the criteria to be a saint. Then I will tell you whether you are a saint or not. What is the second one? Human, I like it. Thank God you're not aliens. Any aliens here? But you're going to Mars and Jupiter to baptize them as well. Aliens. Yeah, humans first. Baptism. What's the second one? When you are baptized as good Catholics, eventually you become a good person, right? Or are you a good person before you're baptized? I'm going to confuse you as well, so you need to think. I know it's late, but you need to think. Are you a good person before you were born? Depends. Someone said depends. I'll take your answer for depends. So before you're born, you're good. After you're born, you're good. Once you're baptized, you're extra good. Right? Something better? Yeah, I'm following your thought, train of thought. So now you're extra good. And then with the Holy Communion and confirmation, you are doubly good, or triply good. And then when you get married, you're much more gooder. Say gooder, you're more gooder. No, so you add on something like that. It's your way of life. The second is your way of life. How you profess yourself as a good Catholic. Right? What is the third one? What do you say? Having virtues. You do something that is beyond human beings. Superheroes. Superheroes have to die first before they become a hero. Have you realized that? Many of them die first and then something happens to them. And then the next day they have superpowers. When you were confirmed, you were given that spiritual superpowers. And most of you are still sleeping. After your heroic act, you die. Yes, die. Then, in your heroic act, some people will say, by the way, young man, what's your name? Jeremy. In your heroic act, some people will say, Jeremy, father, is a good man. He did a lot of things for the poor, the underprivileged, youths, and so forth. So we all say yes, but did Jeremy perform any miracles? Then one of you will stand up and say, yes, Father, Jeremy healed me. Something like that. Yeah? So we, priest and bishop, will investigate the person that you did a miracle on. At the miracle, you'll find out whether it's true or not. Maybe it's your girlfriend. You say, yes, Father, Jeremy healed me. No, you're not just saying your wife and your girlfriend. You're just saying someone who doesn't know you. And say, yes, Father, Jeremy healed me. Then we take this report and send it to Rome. The congregation of sainthood will study about Jeremy, Jeremy's life, Jeremy's friends, Jeremy's family. How many miracles do you need? Three. So you need two more. So you find another two more girlfriends. So all three girlfriends say, yes, Father, Jeremy's healed me. And three girlfriends say, yes. You tick. And then you give it to the Pope and say, Your Holiness, there's a young man called Jeremy you hurt. And Pope asked us and said, is he worthy to be a saint? We say yes. Then Archbishop Timothy will get their call and say, there's a young man called Jeremy who wants to be a saint. What do you think of him? What does the priest say? Yes, we all say yes. Prayer group will say yes. So, Pope Francis will bless him, make you a blessed saint. First as a blessed. Then, after 5 years, if Pope Francis is very happy with all the reports from the girlfriends and Father Roy and Father Ramey and Archbishop Timothy and all that, he said, all right, let's make Jeremy a saint. Then we will wait to see how many more people are healed. So Saint Jeremy, we make you a scarf, we make you a medal, we make you a statue, we make you everything. Then you give it to all your friends and say, yes, please pray for Jeremy. You are a patron saint of lovers. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Valentine is Saint Valentine. You have to think of something. Of girlfriends, yeah, patron saint of girlfriends. So all the girls will come and say, yes, Saint Jeremy, please get me a guy. And you are very busy in heaven doing matchmaking. Yeah. You open a dating site, Saint Jeremy dating site, yes. You are very busy in heaven. Good luck. That is how we became a saint. Taking an ordinary person and doing something that is not extraordinarily great. Now, for all of you, do you really want to be a saint? Just like any exorcist, yeah? Do you know what it entails to be a saint? Poor Jeremy had to spend 24 hours in the chapel praying. No time for girlfriend. Praying. Jesus. And Jesus. Fasting. You like food? Sorry. No more food for Jeremy because he's going to fast 24 hours. Times 365 days. Then you have to go out in the streets, helping the poor. So by the time you finish your life, you have no time for dating young men. So what are you going to do with your life? I don't know. Good luck. But remember that at the end of the day, for Jeremy to become a saint belongs to God. Pope Francis last year in January said to a group of people, including bishops, priests, and nuns, and said, if you are not a saint, if you are not, didn't get a vocation and calling from God, do not act holy and pretend to be a saint. Okay? If God has not called you, don't pretend to be very holy. Say the rosary, Blessed Sacrament, 24 hours and all that. It's fake. So now, you have to question yourself, is God calling me to be a saint or is Jeremy calling Jeremy to be a saint? So how many of you want to be a saint? There's one. The rest of you are not sure, isn't it? There's two now. There's three. So some of you are not sure to be a saint, isn't it? Your calling to be a saint is for every one of you. It's the choice that you make that you want to be a saint. It's a choice that you make. Then you have to ask the gift of discernment. My life is such, I want to be a saint. Two goods, which is a better one. So you let the Holy Spirit do His work. So you carry on doing what you need to do. If you are a student in the uni, you will study hard. If you are working, you work hard. If you are a family man, you take care of your family. Within that, God can still make you a saint. One of the most powerful saints is Mother Teresa. Another very powerful saint is John Paul II, John the 23rd, Mary McAuliffe. By the way, let me tell you this. Mother Teresa had told John Paul II, please do not make me a saint and leave me alone. How humble she is. Everybody in the world is talking about Mother Teresa. John Paul II said, I will make you a living saint. And she said, please leave me alone. I don't want to be a saint. It is Pope Francis who canonized Mother Teresa. So you should humble yourself. If God has called you for a mission, you should say yes and go for it. Do not worry about who said what said and so forth. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit with a gift of discernment and listening. I have a vocation as a married man. I have a vocation to the single life. Do I need to do this? You need to pray, constantly pray. You need to go to the adoration chapel and say, Lord, are you sure you want me to be a saint? Because I don't want to be a saint, but I want to do your work. I want to do your will. And then you see what the good Lord works in and through you. That is simplicity. So you need to carry on doing what you do best. You need to carry on doing for your group, not because somebody have asked you. It's because you must have passion. Adele and Guns N' Roses / they have passion for music. Not because somebody asked them to sing, but they are good entertainers. And as good entertainers is drawn by passion. If you are passionate about your group, you will do something that not because somebody, your leader, asked you. You do it voluntarily. It comes from the heart. And if it is not coming from the heart, you will slowly die off. You don't believe me? You start a project without God's blessing. Within 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, you begin to realize your group becomes smaller and smaller. And then you die. But it is blessed by God. If God blesses Jeremy and put his hand on Lower Jeremy, none of you can touch him. Because it comes from the divine over him. He can be a naughty boy. He can be a mischief boy. He can drink and dance, drugs and so forth. But when the good Lord touches him, no humans can touch him. That is the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you. And I hope and pray you understand this. If God is destined, has destined you to be great, you will be great. Whether you like it or not. So you take the life of St. Paul. He's a murderer. God took him and said, enough is enough killing my people. I'll make you a saint and become one of the greatest evangelizers. Mary McAuliffe is the greatest Australian saint. The bishops and priests have exorcised her, told her to get out of the Catholic Church. But she stayed focused on education and helping the poor. And she said, my vocation belongs to God, not on humans. I will continue doing whether you exorcise me from the Catholic Church. And then, when we made her a saint, it is the bishops and priests who said, I'm sorry. Now you understand yourself. There's so much of power within you. And I do not know why you're not using it 100%. Maybe 5%, 10%. How many percent of your brain are you using? 1%? 2? If you utilize your brain 100%, you can blow 6 billion people out of earth. The problem is, God is not giving human beings 100%. Only maybe 5%, 10%. If God destined you to be great and give you 100%, you can blow 6 billion people out of earth. Now you want to understand the power that is within you. And you still doubt yourself? Good enough? So now you have to wake up. Now you have to think. There's little things that you can do, which a lot of us do not know how to go about. A very simple is when during your praise and worship, right? How many of you are asking for healing? Praise and worship heals you, yeah? Brighten your spirit, lighten your spirit, makes you move. Emotionally, you get involved with feelings. Sing with feelings. Adele sing with feelings. She moves the crowd, 65,000 people. She sings with feelings. Have you realized Adele doesn't dance? She holds the mic and she sings for 65,000 people in Perth. She's not like Lady Gaga. I like Lady Gaga. She's amazing. So now you have to ask yourself again, over and over again, what does the good Lord want me to do today? When you are going to be a living saint, you better start now, right now. Not because Father Roy had said so, Father Rainey or Archbishop. I want to do something for humanity. I want to do something for children. I want to do something for youth. It was lovely to see the children behind this evening. Lovely. Parents who brought the children here this evening. Cater for the children. Cater for the youths. A lot of youths are without sense of purpose, without sense of direction. Help them to see. Number three is, at the end of the day, you need to inject Jesus into their lives. You're the best ambassador to bring youths back to the church. You are the best ambassador. And you're wasting it. You need to start with your own circle of friends. Your friends. Then the friends, it's a ripple effect, yeah? Butterfly effect. You throw something, it ripples. You should be ripple effect by now. With all your praise and worship that you are having, you already should know yourself, your strength and your weakness. For those who have the gift of healing, when you're having praise and worship like this, you need to have the gift of discernment to find out in your group who is going through a difficult time. The gift of discernment helps you to detect people in your group here is going through a difficult time, especially when it comes to spirituality and faith. between two books. You have to discover this. Towards the end, when your life as a saint, you don't have to put any show, yeah? Mother Teresa, someone in India was sharing with us last 2 months ago. If you tell Mother Teresa there's a little child dying in the street, she will go. She doesn't ask for transport. She doesn't ask anything. She will go on her own. She will carry the child back into the convent on her own. She's a little tiny girl, yeah? Mother Teresa is very tiny, but she had the strength to carry that child who's dying in the street back to the convent on her own. Nobody forced her anything. They just have to say, oh, we saw a child dying in the street. Then she goes on her own. Mother Teresa has taught us how to do things on our own. And by doing things on our own, we're praising God. Everything God has blessed her with. So if you are going to show off, yeah, you will never be a saint. I'm going to tell you like this right now to your face. If you are going to show off little things, going to do something for your group, you want everyone to see you, especially you want the girls to see you, or you want the boys to see you, it's not going to happen. You might find a life partner, yes. Yeah? You might find your future girlfriend or future boyfriend here. Good. It's good. But if you want to be a saint, allow God to call you to prayer. Praise and worship. The Holy Spirit comes to you and says, I want you to do something for me. So you need to listen. Sit quietly and listen. And say, Lord, I cannot do this. It's impossible. How many of you watch the movie Noah? Have you watched? You know what's so special about that movie? About the flood? Yeah? The best part of this is Noah is just like us. God asked him to build an ark and say, I will send a flood one day and kill everyone. Noah never believed God, never believed in Yahweh. So he said to Yahweh, if you want me to build an ark, give me a forest. So he was in a barren desert, right? There's no trees. So Noah looked at Yahweh and said, okay, fine, you want me to build an ark? Give me a forest. If not, you're wasting my time. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. When he was sleeping, God made the forest. And Yahweh said to him, now, build me an ark. I give you a pair of animals, two by two. Build. The question for all of us is like Noah. If God wants me to do something, ask God. Give me the gift. If you want me to help this group, give me the gift. If you want me to help the parents, give me the gift to teach, to acknowledge, one way and all. Love, patience, understanding, kindness, goodness, miracles, healing. So why don't you ask? You want a boyfriend? Ask for the boyfriend. 2 days ago, someone said, Father, my son is still a veteran. Find me a girl. I said, all right, I'll pray for you. 2 days. One is in US, one is in Singapore. To bring two families together is very difficult. So I asked this family in US, I have a guy for you, a young man, only 38 years old. How old is your daughter? Oh, my daughter is 32, Father. You will make this, match me. I said, you are in US, the other one is in Singapore. But thank God for technology of emails. Victor from US and Charmaine from Singapore is communicating now. So we take one step back. It happens, right? God's grace allows this couple to come together, meet somewhere, get married, create families. Nothing to do with me. Up to them, how it connects. But he's using all his instruments to find your life partner. For Jeremy, he's going to be a saint. So good luck. Leave Jeremy alone, girls. Question.